Thank you so much for being here and choosing to listen to this week's blog titled, Waking Up Not So Perfect. Here we go. Does this week's blog have something in it for you? Well, here's a test question to learn the answer. Did you wake up thinking and feeling like you wanted to think and feel? Because if you didn't, it does. This morning, I didn't pop out of bed feeling any sort of positive energy wave. On the contrary, I felt tired, and my thoughts were immediately walking in the wrong direction. People think that because I do what I do, I'm automatically on go all the time. That's a 100% misconception of me. Those who say they wake up thinking and feeling revved up and ready to be brilliant every morning, well, they're a far different human being than me. Walking with passion, breathing purpose, creating results, thinking positively, finding the motivation to exercise, none of those are automatic for me. But every one of them is in my power to create. This morning, I woke up thinking a few thoughts. We're behind in confirming 2024 Extra Mile Day cities. Oh man, I need a new direction on this week's blog. I've been ignoring social media too long. Oh boy, it's going to be too hot to exercise today. I'll tell you, none of those thoughts ignited positive brain motivation. I laid in bed for 10 minutes, throwing summer snowballs at myself before I got my act together and leashed up the dogs for their morning walk. It helps to create positive head momentum when we start with creating positive body momentum. How can I do better? The self-confronting question needs to be asked if I dare hope for better. Absolutely, it's easy to whine, blame someone else, and point to growing older as reasons for our blah, mediocrity, and despair. But does life really improve when we're stuck starring in the role of victim? I'll tell you, it's a daily choice. Number one, unhappily survive with what we don't like. Number two, diligently strive to change what we don't like. Having that choice is one of life's under-recognized gifts. When we avoid making a choice, we are subconsciously choosing. So today, I consciously chose number two. What did you choose? Thank you so much for listening to this week's blog. May you go out and have an inspiring week, and may you help someone else do the same.